From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. In New York today, the United Nations Security Council voted to increase pressure on the government of Sudan. Khartoum is accused of supporting Arab militiamen who've been fighting black African Sudanese for more than a year and a half. The conflict has left tens of thousands dead and more than a million displaced. With today's vote, the UN says it will explore whether genocide is taking place and consider possible sanctions. Secretary of State Colin Powell has already described the situation in Darfur as genocide. The Washington Post's Colm Lynch covered today's UN deliberations. I asked him how long it might take the new UN commission to make its own ruling on genocide.
It's not clear exactly how long it's going to take. The SG will be, the Secretary General of the UN, Kofi Annan, will be asked to establish this commission. Generally, these things could take several months. They often, commission of inquiries in other parts of the world, in the Balkans, in Rwanda, South Africa, have led to war crimes tribunals and that sort of thing. So it's kind of a meaningful act by the Security Council, but not clear whether they will determine it's genocide or not and how long it's going to take.
The resolution also calls for sending African Union troops to the Darfur region. How many and what powers will they have?
The resolution doesn't say how many. It just supports the efforts of the African Union to expand a presence that it already has in Darfur. There are already about 300 Nigerian and Rwandan troops in Darfur, but they don't have a very strong mandate. They don't have a lot of guns to enforce their will in the region. Essentially, they're there keeping an eye, witnessing some of the efforts of the government and the two rebel groups, their efforts to sort of abide by a ceasefire agreement.
Now, if Sudan does not work to rein in Arab militias, the Security Council says it will consider possible sanctions. What kind?
It says essentially that, there's no agreement in the Council on sanctions, but this resolution, the Americans were able to get some language that refers to the possibility of sanctions. But in order for sanctions to be imposed, you still got to get the Security Council to meet again and to agree to do it. And there is not a lot of support for sanctions against the regime.
So people who've been calling for tougher action against Sudan may not get much satisfaction from today's action.
No, on the issue of sanctions, they won't. The other issue, the commission of inquiry into investigations, into war crimes, into questions of whether there is genocide has occurred. I mean, that is a very meaningful act by the council. So you could see some prosecution of individuals at some point down the road, maybe not in the short term or the medium term, but these things have a way of gathering steam, and you could see sometime down the road some of these individuals actually facing a court of justice.
Now, four countries abstained from today's vote. Who were they? Why did they abstain, and does that matter at all?
It does matter. China, Russia, Algeria, and Pakistan all abstained. They said that the Sudanese government has been cooperating with the United Nations to try and resolve the crisis in Darfur. They say that that has not been reflected in this resolution. A lot of complicated reasons for why they didn't support this resolution. China has sort of greater commercial interest in Sudan than some of the other council members. It has oil interests, and particularly for countries like Pakistan and Algeria, both Islamic countries, they don't like the idea that the council is once again imposing sanctions on another Islamic state.
Colin Lynch covers the United Nations for the Washington Post. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks for having me.